You're listening to Roundtable. It's one of the oldest questions known to humans. Can truly platonic relationships ever exist? Or will there always be some kind of attraction there? This is a topic recommended by our WeChat listener, Jia Helen. And I want to ask you guys, do you believe in pure friendship between a man and woman? Discuss, guys.
Well, it might be on paper able to happen, okay? And I'm not completely opposed to the idea. But the thing is, I think there's always going to be, if you're a heterosexual guy, there's always going to be this air of attraction. You're always going to be, even your female friends, like, you can't even help it sometimes. Maybe you'll check them out and you'll be like, wow, she's looking really good today.
Mm.
But on top of that, too, if you have a girlfriend and, like, an actual girlfriend and a friend that is a girl, your girlfriend knows that about you. He's a heterosexual guy. He sees girls and I don't really want him going out with his friend, even though they're just friends, going out with a girlfriend. This is getting really confusing.
A female friend.
A female friend.
Yeah.
When I'm your girlfriend. You know, it's like very, it's dangerous territory to tread on.
Yeah. So you think it exists in theory, but not in practice.
Exactly. I don't think it's practical. I think girls and guys, there's always going to be some air of attraction and whatnot.
Yeah. What about you, Loyu? Do you think there's pure friendship between a man and a woman?
I really think it depends on one individual to another. Let me say something like this. You know, my philosophy is quite simple. For heterosexual men and women, there is no relationship called platonic intimacy. Because it's, you know, come on. What is the ground of a relationship? It's not a relationship. What's the ground of being mutually intimate to each other? It's like you either have crush on her or she has crush on you, right? You fantasize even about her sometimes. And she probably fantasize about you. And that's the starting point of your relationship. And, well, some people say, well, I don't fantasize about him.
That word has come up a little bit too often today, Mr. Louis.
And you know,
and yes, I.
And then people always lie about their position. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you don't think it exists?
It doesn't exist.
What do you think,
okay.
Young?
Well, as a woman, I think there is pure friendship between a man and a woman. And I think here, the definition of pure is a little bit important. In the eyes of a female, we can be very stringent in terms of requirement, maybe? Because for guys, pure means like no sex, right?
Yeah.
For women, it could be, on top of that, even in your mind, in the spiritual land, you need to be faithful too. I mean, some women maybe have this very stringent requirement. And I like to say, in terms of our bodies, physical, totally possible to have a pure friendship. But I'll be completely honest with you, as a woman, I think in our minds, it's a little bit difficult to say. Because once you meet a guy, at least for me, I put them into boxes. Possible? Okay, no. First of all, gaydar is turned on. So, can he become my gay best friend, or is he a complete viatch? And that's a boxing thing, right? Put them into different boxes. And then, okay, if he's straight, then possible or no way. There's another box. Gentlemen, Ryan, what do you have to say?
Well, I was going to say that I do think there's a definite difference in when asking this question from girls to guys. I feel like, and I could be very wrong, and I don't want to generalize, but saying, like, guys are sexual in a different way, and women are more mental about their sexuality, I feel, in my experiences. And so, yes, you're going to get different answers from people, depending, I think, on their gender in this topic. But looking at this, if I have a female friend that's a woman, that means I enjoy spending time with her. I get enjoyment through interacting with her, which would be the same for my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is dependent on with my girlfriend, I'm attracted to her. Obviously, there's that sexualness. But maybe with this female friend, I mean, if she's a good-looking girl too, I'll also have that attraction. So it gets so complicated, and I think the line is so fine to say, like, there really is no such thing as really platonic friendships between a heterosexual guy and a heterosexual girl.
Okay, I think you pretty much have convinced me. What about you, Luo Yu? Okay, Luo Yu is afraid to share his personal life today, so, Yes, I suspect something is going on. But anyway, I was just being very nosy.
Well, I think it'll be very easy for a heterosexual man to cross some of the boundaries. Where is the limit?
Yeah, where is the limit? And also, apparently, there is a study saying that usually guys overestimate themselves, that they think there's always this sexual attraction going on, when women are sort of just saying, you know, it's friendliness. We don't think about that
all
that much.
Well, women interpret her signals of sexual interests as friendliness. However, most of the men read women's signals of friendliness as sexual interests.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, in that sense...
So people have different level of standards when it comes to, is it sexual arousal or is it friendliness?
Okay.
I also, like, that's a great point. I think it's just silly to say that men and women, we should have the same kind of answer to this question, because we are so inherently different. The chemicals pumping through our bodies when things are happening are inherently different. And so I think we're definitely going to get different answers depending on who you ask.
That is true. And I think just, I can't stop thinking about the results that Luo Yu has just cited. And I think for women, we're not that different. We don't waste our time. I mean, if he's a friend, he's a friend. And if he's a guy that there, you know, could be a possibility, it's in a different box, you know. Don't waste your time, people. Okay, what do you have to say, Luo Yu?
But if you put the men into different boxes, you will imagine him to be non-intimate friends in the very first place, right?
It's hard to say. Let's just say women think about sex, these things, as well. We're not weird, okay? That's all for today. Bye!